Thank you, Mr. President. Germany wishes to thank you for chairing the meeting of experts of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol on Explosive Remnants of War and assures you of our full cooperation in your work. Germany aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. Germany would like to just briefly update High Contracting Parties on its contribution to the universalization and implementation of Protocol 5. On a voluntary basis, Germany provides substantial bilateral assistance to affected states, both High Contracting Parties and non-High Contracting Parties, to Protocol 5 for the clearance of explosive remnants of war, regardless of their type and origin, for risk education program for the civilian population, for the care and rehabilitation and social and economic reintegration of victims of explosive remnants of war. In addition to Germany's bilateral assistance, financial contributions are made through the United Nations, the European Union, the OECD, and other relevant international organizations. In 2017, Germany spent more than 75 million euros for these purposes. Unplanned explosions at ammunition storage sites over the last years again underlined both the possible physical dangers emanating from remnants of war and the necessity of quick action to minimize the long-term development impact. We support the clearance of the resulting contamination through the HALO Trust and contributions to relevant NATO trust funds. Those incidents are also the reason why Germany attaches great importance to generic preventive measures aimed to minimizing the occurrence of explosive remnants of war as set out in the technical annex of Protocol 5. While handling and storage of explosive ordnances are in general regulated by national policies and procedures, Germany recognizes nevertheless the utility of the UN Safeguard Guide to International Ammunition Technical Guidelines, IATG. As part of our continued commitment in this area and under the auspices of the G7, Germany's leading an ambitious program in conjunction with the African Union to implement the AU's strategy silencing the guns and to enhance coordination across the Sahel region. In addition, Germany and France support West Balkan states to draft a roadmap fighting illicit possession, misuse, and trafficking of firearms and their ammunition, which will introduced together with partners from the West Balkan states at the PRA RAFCON next week in New York. Mr. President, we look forward to a fruitful exchange and support an even more effective implementation of Protocol 5, including the annual reporting by High Contracting Parties. Thank you, Mr. President.